You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Sylvia Fernandez, founder of VIA Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment. This is part of our Leading to Inspire series, and today's topic is sharing your vision with your people. Most people have heard of a company vision. Some companies talk about it a lot, but a lot of companies forget or do not inform their employees about this company vision. What is your view of this company vision and how important is it, Sylvia?
To me, it's fundamental to a company's success. I think that if I were a CEO of an organization, I would use the company vision to the best of my advantage. And what I mean by that is this. When CEOs or, you know, the whole organization sets out a vision in the first place, the thing that takes it to success is getting that vision created organically. That's the first step. Often people make the mistake of just getting senior management involved, or CEO decides this is what our vision is going to be, or maybe get, you know, a few people in. You don't have that buy-in from the whole organization, or at least from all of the tiers. You can't have the whole organization involved, obviously, in the making of it, but at least at different tiers, getting people organically involved so that you have buy-in from various tiers in the organization. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when people have... So once that has been set out properly, you know, you've got people now to orchestrate that direction, to take it towards where the company wants to go. Now, if a CEO knows how powerful that can be and he utilizes it, that in itself gets him to success. Okay, so the vision needs to be created in a very chunked down version. What I mean by that is detail, as much detail as possible, but in simple bite-sized pieces that people can actually take away. Okay, so to answer your question, yes, I think if I were a CEO, I'd be utilizing the vision big time. You know, bringing it out onto the radar of people's minds continuously as much as possible so that people realize, hey, this behavior or this output that's required of me this week or this month or this year ties into the vision in this way. So it's always correlated back to the vision, and then people start to feel a sense of, wow, this is how I contributed to it.
Do people sometimes mistake company vision with mission statement?
Yes, they do. And some companies just decide that they might want to set out just a company vision to make it simple and create some core values. Often there is a mission that the company wants to fulfill. You know, in my case, I set up my company thinking my mission in life in setting up this company is to get into the minds of leaders of corporations. You know, because I feel that that's where the leverage is. Wherever people impact 100 other people or 1,000 other people or 10,000 other people, I want to impact that one mind so that then that person can cascade the rest of it down. So it's about, you know, impacting and the amount of impact that is going to be created.
You mentioned earlier about keeping the company vision simple. I'll give you an example of the company I used to work for, and very simple, DIT, dedication to client, integrity and trust. And that was something that was, you know, adopted by all of us, you know. So how some examples of how you can use company vision to make it simple.
Yeah. You see, you remember it, don't you? I mean, you're now working for a different company. You still remember the company, you know, vision and values of, you know, where you came from. It's because they created it in a simple style. To me, the vision, and if there is a mission and core values and a tagline of the company, all four need to create a simple idea or an icon in someone's mind so that people then, the employee themselves, remember that one thing and the others just flow from it. You know what I mean? So the vision is tied into the mission, to the core values, and to the tagline. So in my company, we say we enhance business performance. That's a simple tagline. How do we do it? Our company name is called VIA, V-I-A. So vitality. We are people who have vitality. We have insight and integrity. And we have A for action, and we're approachable. Simple lines that tie into enhancing business performance, at the same time impacting leaders, you know, in companies. So it's an easy enough theme to remember, and it kind of all ties into the brand of who we are, you know. So I would suggest that a lot of times when I see companies, you know, don't understand the vision, or people, when I've asked many senior management teams in the past, you know, what is your vision? You know, how are you going forward? What's your mission? You know, or and sometimes they can't tell me, you know, and that's a sad thing because
what vision?
In fact, I had a company where the person, you know, we were reviewing their old vision and mission and core values and looking at maybe recreating new ones. And it was only senior management that were there. There were like 20 people, you know, and they kept saying to me, Sylvia, put up the slide of what our vision is currently. And I said, you guys are supposed to be senior management. Shouldn't you be able to tell me without the slide? You know, so, and that's quite commonplace here because people have just looked at that whole process of coming up with this branding exercise as an administrative process, you know, something that now that we've got it, let's put it up in a picture on a plaque and let's frame it and put it up on the wall and we've done our bit, you know. But if CEOs are clever enough, they could actually tie in every single behavior, every single thing that is done by the employee in the organization on a day-to-day basis to everything that they've set out in their brand. Now, that is what you call a culture of a company that's cohesive and one, and everyone in that company knows where they're heading in one direction.
You mentioned about yourself impacting one that will impact 1,000. How do you cascade this information from senior management and down the line?
Yeah, good question. I often use the structure that's already available rather than reinventing something that's not there or creating something that's not there. I feel that departments are already set up. So you've got workplace authority that's already in place. You know, utilize that. So cascade it through department heads, cascade it through supervisors, you know, things like that. So each one cascading it to the next level and the next level and the next level. At some point, I think CEO needs to see every single person at that level because sometimes there is a risk of dilution of the message. And also there is a lot to be said for the CEO coming in to see a supervisor, let's say. You know, and the supervisor says, wow, my CEO, you know, put aside some time to come and see me. You know, that has a lot of impact. So sometimes I would do it in different ways. On a weekly basis, I would say through the departments, the authority in the departments. On a monthly basis, let's say through a second liner, let's say a manager reports into a senior manager, maybe the senior manager's boss, okay, maybe on a monthly basis. Maybe a quarterly basis, a CEO briefing of different departments coming together. And maybe on a 6-monthly basis, the CEO addresses everybody.
Like a town hall meeting,
you know, or if they're doing a team building exercise, you know, often there's an annual dinner or, you know, different types of publicity events, you know, sort of throwing that out constantly so that people see it in their face, apart from what they're seeing on the walls in the department. Hopefully things like that are put up on the walls in the organization, in each department. Hopefully, I know a company that does it electronically as well. You know, they're really progressive, you know, and anytime something goes wrong, they tie it back to the values and say, hey, what are we not doing? When things go right, you know, they feedback and say, hey, this value was just achieved.
Electronically mean the intranet and email.
Correct. You know, so people get feedback straight away from the internet and it's real time. You know, so HR is highly proactive in this company. You know, so it's real time. You get the feedback. They say, wow, you've really aligned yourself with the company values. Good on you. Congratulations. You know, stuff like that. So there's feedback mechanisms going on internally on the intranet and the internet.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Sylvia Fernandez, founder of VIA Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment. You talk about dilution of message. How do you make sure that it doesn't get too overwhelming? Where's the check and balance for that?
Yeah, that's right. So in the first place, when the vision and mission are set out, it needs to be very, very clear and in very small, chunked down, bite-sized pieces. Okay, so every tiny little piece needs to be explained. Every chunk of information needs to have a tie-in to a different chunk so people understand the exact message. My way of knowing that people have not just nodded their heads at what I'm saying is to ask them, if you were to now go out and talk about our brand, about our vision, what would you say? You know, at your level of the department, how would you take these values and this vision and how would you cascade it down to your people? So allowing that two-way communication, you know, ensuring that you're satisfied that at the time that when you pass the message on, you know, the message has been received in the way that you want it to. Because it's, you know, communication is a two-way thing. It's not just me telling you what this is about. It's also that you receive the exact message of what it's. So I would say a chunked down version, very much
in bite sizes,
not necessarily too much detail. I would say bite sizes and lots of pictures. So, you know, if you draw visuals and around the visuals sort of create some sounds or some icons, you know, like if you connected Donald Duck, let's say, to something, you'd never forget Donald Duck. You know what I mean? So in the organization, something more serious, I suppose, you know, the CEO's face, let's say, you know, to a particular value or vision. So I hope that's serious enough.
We mentioned this last week, the issue of trust. How important is it to trust employees with strategies and value information about the company?
I think it's very important. I think there's certain information we can cascade down, and employees know that there are certain things that we just can't. You know, so it, you know, we need to have that sense of integrity and a sense of feeling and being genuine when we cascade that information down to our people, so that people know that whatever my manager knows, he's giving me. If he knows something and he's not cascading it down, I trust that he has a good reason. So it is the behavior of the manager and the way he's cascading this information, his behaviors in the department on a day-to-day basis, you know, that's why I say the trust, you know, relationship is imperative and fundamental to people believing what you're saying. If there is no trust in the first place, they're going to just look at you and say, all right, you know, this is just another exercise that you need to go through. But if there is trust, people take you seriously, and then they act upon that information that you're giving them. So, you know, the first step is to have that sense of trust. And if, I guess, people feel my manager is not trustworthy, my manager is keeping information, I would urge you, if you felt that way about your manager, to be open and say it, you know, to be transparent and ask. You know, I noticed that when you were saying that to me, you were shaking your head rather than nodding your head. Or I'm giving you glaringly obvious examples here, but, you know, things like that, your physiology and your tonality were quite incongruent to what you were actually saying. Stuff like that, you know, and people then suddenly realize they're giving out nonverbal signals that they didn't realize. In other words, they were not being sincere. Now, there could be reasons for things like that. Sometimes when we're doing something, our mind is somewhere else. I could have had a fight with my husband last night, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm not present to you. And so it doesn't mean that you can't trust me or I'm lying to you. It's just that my mind is not 100% here. I'm not totally present to you. And so it can come across that way. Mm. And so if an employee, you know, clarifies it with their manager, they may get the answer and say, oh, look, I'm really sorry. This has nothing to do with you. I had a fight with my wife last night. And so it's still on my mind. I'm still upset about that, you know. So I often say, if something doesn't fit with your you know, what's happening, clarify it, you know. And sometimes you get some really nice answers out of that, you know. And that's building up of that trust relationship with your colleagues and managers.
This is where discrepancy lies, because the company may have a great vision, and you talk about managers, and, you know, it's different for different people. And maybe that's a topic altogether again. So what are the methods where you can share the company vision?
You know, there are so many ways. I mean, we could do it. I remember one of the CEOs saying to me, because this happened at the program, I was running a program, and I noticed that over the 3 days, no one ever sat beside the CEO. The CEO, the chair beside the CEO was always empty at lunch hour or breakfast. And I would inevitably let people sit down before I got my seat, because I was the facilitator. And then I'd notice, okay, I'm sitting beside the CEO again because that seat is empty. And so one day I asked him, I said, what's this about? And he said, you know, we have tried our best. You know, we have breakfast meetings. We want to get to know our people, give them access to us, let them ask us questions. We are so approachable. We feel we're doing our best. We're trying hard. And somehow that sense of authority. And by the way, this CEO was the loveliest, gentlest, kindest person you could ever find, you know. And I said, wow, if that's happening with you, I don't know what's happening with the more aggressive CEOs, you know. If that's the kind of thing that's happening. And he said, yeah, you know, that seat beside me is always empty. And so, well, I was going to say, you know, at breakfast meetings, maybe let other people sit down And the senior management can then choose their spots beside people they don't work with, you know, people of different hierarchies, maybe the guard or someone who's like five levels down, you know. It's so important for us to break that hierarchical barrier in our minds, you know, and make it as flat a structure as possible when it comes to social events, when it comes to, you know, even when it comes to working on a day-to-day basis, you know. There's nothing wrong with going out and having a chat to anybody. You know, I don't need to only talk to people who are reporting into me. I can talk to anybody, you know, and that's the sort of thing that starts to make people open and approachable. So I would suggest that maybe breakfast meetings would be a good one. We said before, the bigger sort of conferences and town hall type meetings also need to happen. Department sort of weekly meetings, you know, sometimes informal. When I was working in Australia, we had, you know, the concept of Friday night drinks, you know. And the bosses were really sweet. I mean, they had a fridge in, you know, the department, and the wines were always stocked up. And no one ever took advantage. We often opened a few bottles of wine, so everybody had a glass each just to sort of say, hey, thanks for the great week. We all enjoyed it. It's the end of the week. It's time to go home and be with our families now and enjoy the weekend. And everybody would come to the weekend, you know, Friday night drink, have one or two drinks, and okay, guys.
And again, it doesn't have to be anything too formal.
No. In fact, it was highly informal, you know, and you know, we were just sort of there to wish each other a good weekend and thanks for the week, because, you know, really our first family are our colleagues, the people we work with. And, you know, that's what my bosses always said that. And I really felt that, because we spent long hours in the office and we worked with each other, and, you know, we were spending more time with each other than we were, you know, with our families at home. So, yeah.
Back to that example about no one wanting to sit with the CEO, that's still in my mind. Is that, again, an Asian example?
I would say so, yes. Because, I mean, just from my experience in working, you know, overseas, I noticed that people make a beeline for the CEO if they get a chance to, because it's an opportunity to ask any question. It's you know, you've got him there. You've got access to someone who knows the answers. You know, he's steering the company forward. And so, you know, it's wow, it's an opportunity. But I think that's something we need to change here. You know, we need to start to get in the minds of the people down the line that he's not going to bite your head off. In fact, he's a very nice man. Go ask him some questions. Get to know him.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Sylvia Fernandez, founder of VIA Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment. Sylvia, any last words on company vision?
I would really say to people, to companies, you know, CEOs, set out your vision and make it as organic as possible. If you have inherited a vision and you feel that you are on the brink of change, you are not that anymore, you know, review it. Every 3 to 5 years, review it. And I think also cultures, you know, are depicted by the vision that people set, you know, the values that are set. Make use of the vision and the mission and the values that you create, you know, to instill behaviors that are aligned to that and tie into that. So that the behaviors are thought about on a day-to-day basis. And eventually you will find yourself in a culture that you have created, a culture that you really want.
Thanks, Sylvia. BFM 89.9, and I've been speaking to Sylvia Fernandez, founder of VIA Group, in our Aiming for Alpha segment.
BFM 89.9, the business station.